If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good early afternoon to you. It is 12:30 on May 22nd. I'm Boiler Dad. I want to talk a little bit about Purdue signee Tarian Grant. Pardon me. Talk a little bit about why he's important, why recruiting is still tough to really follow closely, and why I took a little while to get back to you for today's post. First thing, let's talk about that. It's allergy season. I've been absolutely miserable the last 4 or 5 days. I've been a little bit ill actually because of allergies. You can hear it in my voice. So, bear with me if you will, while we talk a little bit about this topic that's been front and center to Purdue, and how it will impact the Purdue football program. Will it have an immediate impact? We'll talk about it. If so, what will be that impact? All sorts of things there. So Tarian Grant is out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Siegel High School. He's 6 foot three, 175 pounds. You probably know that if you're watching this, just because a lot of people have talked about this. This is a big signing. This is a guy who was either a 4 or 5 star recruit, depending on where you're reading. On three has him as a 5 star. 247 has him on as a 4. I think Rivals has him as a 4. Regardless, he's top 100 to 150 nationwide recruit. That's a pretty big deal. Some people, some recruiting analysts call him the best defensive back in his class, which would have been the class of 25 until he reclassified to the class of 24. This helped Purdue a lot, helped Purdue a whole lot because Purdue didn't have to stave off any of the difficulty that comes with having a guy who's so highly touted. I always say it's interesting to look at recruiting. I try to stay away from it altogether, not talk about it here on Boiled Sports very often. But one thing I do like to look at is when Purdue has a lead on a guy or somebody, one of the crystal ball ratings has them leaning at Purdue towards Purdue. I like to look at the other offers that he has. Well, Grant had offers. Grant had offers from Bama, Auburn, Florida State, Oregon, Michigan, Tennessee, and many others. And the Tennessee is a big one just because it's fun to beat Tennessee. But also, it's big because it's hometown. It's not far away from him. If you've ever driven through Tennessee, you know that Murfreesboro, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, is not far from Knoxville. So it would have been an easy drive for his family to come watch him play. He's a really, really good player. He's a really, really big body for his size, for his age. Listed at 175 on one website, another has him all the way up to 185 pounds. Regardless, when you watch him, you'll see a guy who looks like he's pretty ready for the college game, in spite of the fact he's close to 9 months younger than a lot of the guys that are being recruited right now or just coming on campus. When I watched him play, here are the things that stuck out to me. His ability to tackle, open field tackling, is incredible. I think he's as good of a tackler as a cornerback as I've seen for a Purdue signee. Just a great open field tackler. He's not much of a ball hawk, meaning a guy who's making the play on the ball. He's not a big risk taker, according to what I'm reading and seeing about him, but he has an incredible on-field football IQ. He's amazing at reading what's happening from the offense in spite of misdirections or exotic blocking schemes when they happen. He's very good at getting around those guys and making plays. Like I said, I apologize for my voice. It's incredibly bad. I'm trying to trying to gut this out. So, but I can feel it and hear it. His size and length, like I said, is a big deal. He has the ability to go high point a ball and get over smaller wide receivers in this case, but he played a lot of offense. If you look at his tapes, they always include offense. His ability to play offense is I think something he prides himself in. I think it makes him a better defender as well. And also one thing that I love about him, like every good cornerback, an immense amount of confidence, immense amount of swagger. I think it's something that you need a cornerback, obviously, to have. How did Purdue get him, right? This is a question that many of you may be asking. I don't know anything about his NIL deal. I don't think anybody does. If you're putting that out there, you're guessing. And I don't know anything about it. But what I do know, if you look at just the non-NIL parts of this, what would Coach Walters and Coach Kane sell to Grant? Well, they'd probably sell that they coached Illinois cornerback Devin Witherspoon, to the NFL, to a starting job right away in the NFL. Witherspoon is obviously a similar type of guy in that he was a hitter. He was a tackler. He's a guy that made plays, very aggressive player, extremely huge chip on his shoulder that was coached into him and probably already had a lot of that to begin with. And then the next part you might talk about if you're Coach Walters is the ability to possibly get on the field quickly if you earn it. We can look at Thieneman as a big example of a freshman, of course, making tremendous impact for Purdue right away. Walters can go there every time, right? You can say a guy became an All-American as a freshman. There are very few out there that get that chance to do that, but he earned it. Granted, Purdue was really, really thin at safety in that deep drop position. They needed a guy who could do it all and who was ready right out of the box. Just like Grant, Thieneman was physically ready. But unlike Grant, Thieneman didn't have a ton of guys to crawl over to get in that position where he was starting and seemed to have that, a stranglehold on that from the get-go. So how good of an athlete is Grant? Well, runs a 4.5 240. That's kind of a basic. I think that 4.5 range is something every cornerback should have in major college football. He also ran a 10.71 in his personal best in the 100 in the like sectional equivalent in Tennessee. For reference, the state champ in the 100 in Indiana ran a 10.52 last year. I'm told he was a 10.3 this year, but last year, and he's now on Purdue's team and maybe they'll race. Put that to bed. Who's faster, SEC speed or Big Ten speed? Well, they're both Big Ten speed now, as Elijah Jackson is third best running back on Purdue's roster right now. Purdue is very thin at running back. We know that. We're not talking about that today. But that speed is legit. 10.7 is fast. His top end speed is high. And when you watch him on tapes, you can see that those long strides start hurting those smaller running backs when he's off the line a little bit. His long jump is also good in the sectional. He did his personal best again. So he was peaking late in his junior year. He jumped a 22.85 inches, 22 feet, 22.85. There we go. He's a good athlete. He's got tremendous instinct. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's a good add to the program. But how hard will it be for him to find the field? That's the real question. Well, he's competing against dudes right now. It's a little bit different than last year. This is one of the things Walters talked about specifically. Cornerback was a tough position group for his defense last year. This year, you've got, of course, you got Nyland Green, the Georgia transfer, 6'1", 185 pounds. You've got, on the other side, Breedlove, who is the Colorado transfer. He's also from the state of Tennessee. He's 5'10", 180 pounds. You've got Turner Muhammad, who's the Stanford transfer, six feet tall, 200 pounds. Of course, Alessandro, 6'1", 185 junior. And Rogers, sophomore, 6'1", 175. Rogers and Alessandro, of course, both played last year. And that's the way the quarterback depth chart kind of pans out. He's got some work cut out for him to get even to the two deep, I would say. But I think it's possible for him to get there. Can he do other things? Yeah, he can do a lot of other things. I think right away he'll start on special teams, regardless of what happens on the defensive side of the ball. I could see him playing a little offense. He looks like a really, really good possession type receiver to me, based on what I saw him in high school, although he was lined up way outside in high school. I just think he looks, because of that big body, the ability to make catches with his hands, he has great technique on offense for catching the ball, but he really didn't look like he was an absolute burner to me. Purdue has guys that are obviously faster than him on the outside at the wide receiver position. They have a couple guys with big time track speed that are going to be in that slot next year. But I think he could make some impact all over the field. And maybe that's his angle until he grows into that first team defense on cornerback. Will he be on the first team defense? I'd say right away, no. Will he be on the two deeps in defense by second or third game? I would say yes. So we'll see what happens, though. He's got a lot of guys he's competing with. It's very different than last year. And this is kind of the transfer portal age we're in. We're going to see rosters turnover quite a bit year to year. And Purdue definitely has had to take advantage of the transfer portal and gotten a lot of guys with a lot of experience. So that's about all I had to talk about with Terry and Grant. Want to see what you guys have to say. There's only a couple of you here. Murder City Boiler says he's first. Kevin at Albuquerque's here. Says, high in depth that can play when needed is always good. You never know when you might need it. Yeah, and I think that may be his biggest asset. When you look at the rest of the effect on what Purdue has to deal with here with a guy that's that talented and was recruited by such high-end programs, the question will be, how hard will he be to hold on to? And if you're like me, that's the hardest thing. Like, it's good for Purdue to sign him. Obviously, anytime you can have a guy get into the program, that's a good thing. But the next question is, how hard is it to hold on to a guy like that? When asked about why he reclassified and why he's coming to Purdue, Grant said he's got different ideas of what he wants to do than other guys that are around him. So he's an individual. He's a person that he wants to make his own impact. Obviously, going away to Purdue when you're from the state of Tennessee, that's a pretty big deal. Hopefully, Purdue has a chance to play Tennessee in a bowl game in the next couple of years, and he can play his old chums again. That'd be pretty fun to see. Maybe he could become the next one in the long line of Boilermakers who has, I don't want to say taken it out on Tennessee, but gotten the better of Tennessee. That's a long tradition, at least in the last decade, for Purdue, how they treat Tennessee on the field of play and on the basketball court. But I do think he's a huge get, and I think it's one of those things where momentum of getting a player like that who reclassifies and intentionally wants to be at Purdue, wants to be there, right then, may have some impact on next year's recruiting class as well. We'll have to see. Obviously, June, July is a real active time for signees. We'll see what happens to Purdue recruiting. I won't talk about it too much just because, like I say, you can't fall in love with these players until they are officially in-house. It's really hard to do that. So that's about all I've got for you today. Like I said, I'm going to try to come out and talk to you guys about once or twice a week this summer about basketball and football. I was a little late on the Grant thing, but I don't know if there's much of a hurry, honestly. And you think I sound bad now? You should have talked to me a day ago. It was worse somehow. Craig Mockaby's here. That's awesome. Hammer down, Craig. There's a lot of reason to have optimism about this Purdue football team. Like I said, 2 weeks ago, the media doesn't see what's cooking at Purdue, and I love it. I love the fact that they are the underdogs. I love the fact that chip on the shoulder is getting bigger, and I think this team could do something special. And when, you know, you hear phrases like shock the world and stuff like that all the time, very few teams are picked in the bottom two or three of a major conference and actually make noise in it. By making noise, what do I mean? I mean, Purdue can do what Purdue does, meaning beat good teams, rise to the occasion. Ross State has been tough for good teams to come into play in, and also make impact on a national stage as the Pac-12 folds into the Big Ten, or four of them do anyway. And I do think that can matter. And I think Purdue getting six or seven wins I think it would shock a lot of people. I think if you're here at Boiled Sports, you probably agree that 6 or 7 wins is within reach. But that said, this schedule is an absolute mother. It's going to take a lot of things falling into place. A lot of guys like Grant finding their role early and growing into even new roles and new responsibilities. Motor City Boiler says, excited about this team. Love exceeding low expectations. Also love the optimism we have before the season starts. Well, a lot of people talk about camp optimism, right? It can be fool's gold a little bit. The reason I don't think it's fool's gold is because of the thing that's being built personnel-wise. I look at the guys on the roster and I say, wow, there's a lot of talent here. There's a lot of size that Purdue didn't have last year, especially in the trenches on both sides of the ball, which to me, it's where the success starts. It's where you open up holes for Devin Mockbee, right? It's where you create time for Hudson Card. That's where you stop the run, which is so important in the Big Ten. It's where you create havoc. And that's what Walters and Kane want to do on defense. So I don't think my optimism is unfounded. I'm not looking at a roster and saying, yeah, I think they can be good because they're a bunch of nice guys. I think they're going to be good because they have a bunch of guys that are bad dudes. Also, the next thing is the question, how well are these guys bonding in this offseason? That is such a big deal. Football's such, it's the toughest team sport where everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody has to be fighting for the same thing. The locker room has to be good. And so those are things we just don't know about yet, and we'll learn about it probably by July or August. But as of right now, it's going to be a lot of guesswork and trying to figure out what we know. One thing I'm going to try to talk about in the next couple weeks is I'm going to look a little bit at last season, and I'm going to talk about what are the close games or the games that appeared that they could have gone Purdue's way, and how could things have changed? And how different would the perception have been if Purdue would have gotten to 6 wins last year? So I've got a couple ideas of content, what I'm going to talk about. If you got any ideas yourself, things you'd like to talk about, leave them in the comments or reach out on Twitter. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope you have a great day. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. See ya. Hammer down.
Let's say your small business has a problem, like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.